The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
At least six people are dead from the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland, after a cargo ship struck the bridge. Engineers blame a structural flaw. The Daily Mail reports thousands of other bridges may have similar flaws. Wasn't President Biden's infrastructure law supposed to fix such things? What happened to the repairs? What happened to the money? Experts interviewed by the Daily Mail said the bridge was missing critical protection systems that would have stopped the container ship from hitting it. The Baltimore Key Bridge was built in 1977, and anti-collision devices weren't installed until the 1980s. Installing what are called fenders would have cost at least $3 million then. The collapse means a $15 million per day loss in economic activity and $1.5 million daily in state and local taxes. It's a case of pay now or pay more later. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate, but responsibility is not something people like to take. It will be difficult to avoid in this case. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.